Psalm 23, verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Let us pray. O God, our Father, Lord, we rejoice in Thee. Thou art our good shepherd, which givest Thy life for the sheep. Thou hast sent forth Thy only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to be our Redeemer, to fulfill all Thy holy law, to lay down the perfect sacrifice, to save our souls, to purchase for us the gift of gifts, the sanctification of Thy Holy Spirit, and Thy Holy Spirit to live and abide with us forever. O Lord, You have showered us with blessings. May our hearts rejoice in Thee. May they swell over with joy and thanksgiving. And please bless Your word to us now. Guide my lips, my thoughts, my words, and build up our hearts in our most holy faith. We thank You for Your precious gift and the precious blood of our Lord and Savior. May He be glorified as we meditate on Thy goodness today and think about and seek to have applied to our hearts by Thy Holy Spirit this text before us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated. Troubles can be discouraging, right? A time of sickness. Maybe a time of sickness of a loved one, where you're called upon to concentrate on caring for that person, or you know, having to adjust your schedule. Troubles perhaps of other natures, such as persecutions, or enemies, or the persecution of the devil, our great enemy, who is an enemy of our souls. Once we're saved, you know, he has no possibility of ruining us forever. However, he certainly doesn't want us to grow as Christians, and wants to keep us from the Word of God, and while he cannot overcome the Lord God, our good shepherd, the Lord is able to permit him to be used to try and test our faith. And like he sifted Peter, like he caused trouble to Job under the permission of God. No, the Lord uses him for the trial of our faith. And he's not our only enemy. You know, we have all his cohorts, shall we say, all the demons, and he has many servants in this world that do his will and would make life difficult for the saints if they could and when they can. Sometimes even in the name of religion, even in the name of the church, it's often been the church, no, that has persecuted the Christians, the true believers, and the blood of the martyrs lies at the foot of mainly religious people, from the Jews and scribes and Pharisees who killed our Lord Jesus and Stephen, the first martyr, down through the many martyrs of the Reformation, church history, the Covenanters. Well, troubles are a fact of life, and especially for the Christian, right? The Apostle Paul says, if any will live godly in Christ Jesus, he shall suffer persecution. Troubles can be discouraging. But as we see in this psalm, our good shepherd revives us by his blessings. As we see in verse 5 here, thou, the Lord, my shepherd, thou, you, prepare a table before me. You set a table, you fill it with good things, you provide for me in abundance and blessing, even once in a while, a donut that tastes really good and homemade here is actually not unhealthy. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Even with enemies all around. In the very presence of his enemies. David, the writer, author of this psalm, had no shortage of enemies. Even before he became king, Saul was out to kill him for jealousy, mistrust. The king of Israel was after David. He had many enemies all his life long. But the Lord prepared a table before him. He would encourage him by providing abundance of good things and blessings. Signals of his favor, blessing, signal favors of his blessing. So the good shepherd, our shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd. Yahweh is my shepherd. I shall not want, I will not lack any good thing. Like Psalm 84. Psalm 84 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. The Lord is not going to keep back from you or anybody that walks in his ways uprightly through the grace of salvation and the sanctification of the Holy Spirit. He's not going to withhold any good thing. If it would be good for you to have a wife or a husband, he will provide it. If it would be good for you to have a car or a driver's license, he will provide it. He will enable you to accomplish that which will be good. He will not withhold, he will not stop you from receiving any good thing when you are one that walks uprightly because you've been saved and you love the Lord Jesus. God loves his children just as a father loves his children. As Jesus teaches us, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And unto him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If any of you ask your father for bread, will your father give you a stone? No, your father loves you. If it's an appropriate time to eat bread, he's going to provide and give you some bread. He's going to give you something good. If you ask for an egg, is he going to give you a scorpion? No. The Father loves to give good gifts. And how much more will our Heavenly Father give good gifts to those that ask him? And in Luke 11:13, the Lord says, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. The gift of gifts. The best gift of all. What we need the most. The Holy Spirit of God. To transform us and make us more like Jesus. He will give as we ask. So let us learn to ask him for what we desire. To have our desires conformed to his will through the meditation on his word day by day. And prayer. And then once we ask him for the things that are according to his will, we know that he hears us. And we know that we have the petitions that we ask of him. And we're supremely blessed in receiving from the hand of our Father everything we need. And not only that, so much so that as he says in this scripture, my cup runneth over. My cup for receiving blessings is overflowing. Because Lord, you're such a good Father. Lord God, my good shepherd, you give me everything I need and more. And even in the presence of my enemies, you set a table with wonderful things for me. And I can only rejoice in you because you're so good. Says David in the midst of his persecutions. Well, the point here is, the Lord our God, provides not only what we need, right? Not only what we need, but also encourages us and strengthens and blesses us by his signal favors. He's constantly like saying to us, you're my child. I love you. By giving us blessings here and there. And joys here and there through our daily lives. Giving us many tokens of his love and blessing. Not only does he give us what we need, we won't lack anything that we need. Right? He gives us food, shelter, water. He says in Matthew 6, for example, take no thought for these things. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall put on. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that you need shall be added unto you. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, obedience. Seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and ask for the Holy Spirit. God's going to take care of your every need. Your food and water and drink. And not only that, he doesn't just give you water. You know, he gives you things that will bless. Well, once in a while, honey and lemon maybe. Things that are delightful to eat. Beyond just what we need, obviously. He gives us many tokens. A token is like a sign. Are you with me, little ones? He gives us signs of his love and blessing. Because our Father in heaven, he wants us to know that we're special to him. So he doesn't just provide what we need. There's some times of extremity when we're thankful to get what we need. But so much through life, he provides beyond what we need. Like yesterday, for example. Right? We celebrated somebody's birthday. After days of clouds and cold, even rain from time to time. What did he give us yesterday? A glorious, beautiful day. 60 degrees Fahrenheit, or you know, what would it be? A nice day here. A very nice day. And so we were able to rejoice in that blessing, and that comes from God, right? All these blessings come from the Lord. He smiled on the celebration, on our celebration of Josiah's birthday. Just four quick thoughts, basically. Our text says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." We will have enemies. Just as David had enemies, just as our Lord Jesus Christ, the perfect man, had enemies. Jesus said, if they have treated your master this way, how are they going to treat you? If our master and savior and Lord was crucified, and we're following him, and we're seeking to be like him, and the Holy Spirit is making us like him, it would not be a surprise if we are crucified also. We will have enemies. And like we mentioned earlier, there is the great enemy of every man's soul, the devil. And if someone is not a believer yet, it's a very formidable enemy, but not one that cannot be overcome through the grace of God, because God is able to bind the strong man. The Lord God is able to bind Satan and open the eyes of the blind and save the soul of the elect person that by God's grace and election of grace, Romans 11:5, he has ordained unto eternal life. God does the saving. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior. He's the Good Shepherd. He'll go out and find every lost sheep that he intends to bring in to the folds of eternal glory and grace and salvation. Jesus will not fail. The Lord is sovereign, and the Lord is good. We will have enemies. Yet, secondly, in their midst, in the middle of these enemies, the Lord makes his blessings, he makes his blessing upon us evident. Right? That's what we see here, beginning of the verse. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Right? In the presence of our enemies. God prepares a table before us. He showers us with blessings. He shows his favor and evidences that his love towards us, evidences his watching over us. Our enemies may attack, they may slander, they may say things behind our backs. All the meanwhile, God blesses us. He gives us friends, gives us acquaintances, he prospers the work of the ministry of the gospel. He enables us to grow and prosper individually and as a family and as a congregation, and we have blessing after blessing, even in the presence of those that would rather maybe we not be around. Those that would rather we not be testifying to the Lord Jesus in this place or in another place. We have the covenants book published. A signal blessing. A wonderful joy. In the midst of the trials and tribulations and afflictions of life as we serve the Lord. We recently went through a bout of sickness. I, especially, recovering from a serious sickness, illness. But even that, the Lord has blessed me through that abundantly. And we have other blessings along the way as we've gone through these difficulties and trials. Thirdly, the Lord anoints, refreshes, and heals. What we have in the second part of the verse, Thou anointest my head with oil. You, O Lord, Yahweh, the creator of the universe, my good shepherd, Jesus, you anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over, overflows. The Lord anoints, refreshes, and heals us. When you take a shower, right, you put a little shampoo on your hair. Maybe your hair a little bit ucky. Maybe you're out or playing football or something, and it got greasy and sweaty, and so your hair's kind of messed up. And you put this shampoo, which has a little bit of special ingredients, sometimes some oils. I know I have a shampoo upstairs that has tea tree oil and peppermint oil and a few things. And, you know, we put these things in our hair, and it helps clean, helps refresh our head, right? The shampoo? I know some of you little ones are not crazy about getting your, you know, water in your eyes and that sort of thing. You have to be careful, but helps beautify and restore the luster of one's hair. And you feel good after that, right? Not a perfect illustration, but it's an illustration of how God's anointing refreshes, heals. And back in the Old Testament times, in the times of David, they did use especially olive oil to anoint the head, to restore the cabello, to restore the hair and the head to being healthy and well. And it was a great blessing. The olive oil was used, which was abundant in the land of Israel. The olive oil was used for medicinal purposes to heal. And it still is a very good healer. Oil, God provides oil. And we need, our bodies need good oil. There are good fats and there are bad fats. Well, olive oil is, when it is good olive oil, it's a good fat, it's a good thing that helps us. Our bodies need it. Both as food, but also it's helpful to our skin. You, O Lord, anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Just let's take a moment to think of Christ. Christ is the anointed one. The scripture also uses the figure of anointing, which the kings and the prophets and the priests were all anointed into their offices in the Old Testament. And Jesus, as our prophet, priest, and king, was anointed, and especially anointed with the Holy Spirit. The Bible often uses oil, anointing with oil, as a symbol of God's anointing with His Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit was given, of course, without measure to our Lord Jesus Christ as the God-man and our Redeemer, the only Redeemer of God's elect. Christ, the anointed one. That's what Messiah means. That's what Christ means. The anointed one. Was anointed to be our Savior. And from Him alone, we have salvation. And ultimately, that is the great anointing that we need and that we have from the Lord, is when the Lord anoints us with His Holy Spirit, when He fills us with His Holy Spirit, when He regenerates our hearts and then begins that work of sanctification, giving us faith in regeneration, giving us repentance, whereby we are justified through faith alone, in Christ alone, by virtue of what He did, His work. We are saved through Him. And then we have the Holy Spirit living in us and sanctifying us through the Word of God and the continual washing of the water, washing of, by the water of the Word, as Ephesians 5 speaks of it. Well, this is the great salvation of God. And the greatest thing that God provides for us is the salvation of Christ. Christ's redeeming work. And therefore, as he says in I believe it's 1 Corinthians 6. At the end of 1 Corinthians 6. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you? The Holy Spirit in you. We as Christians are temples of the Holy Spirit, which you have of God. This is 1 Corinthians 6:19. And you are not your own? We don't belong to ourselves anymore. We have the Holy Spirit, and we're a temple. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Verse 20. For ye... You, Christian, are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Your body belongs to God. Your spirit belongs to God. And you're called upon to glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Not to give your body or your spirit to any use, but to the use of the Holy Spirit to glorify God in our lives. We're bought with a price, with the price of Christ's own precious blood. He bought us to be a temple of the Holy Spirit, and He purchased for us the Holy Spirit to live in us. And He ascended to the right hand of God, from whence He poured out His Holy Spirit to apply the work of redemption to our hearts. And lastly, we've already alluded to it at the end of the scripture verse, my cup runneth over, right? My cup overflows. What's a cup for? What is a cup for? When we celebrate the Lord's Supper, in the cup goes a little bit of new wine, a little bit of grape juice, the fruit of the vine, the fruit of the vine, the fruit of the grapes. And it's tasty, right? To drink a little fruit of grapevine or wine, what's called oinos in the scriptures, in the New Testament, is tasty, right? It's a blessing. Refreshes the heart of man, the scripture says. We're talking about non-alcoholic wine here. A cup holds whatever it is you're going to drink, right? The cup holds what we drink, right? And so, matter of fact, even speaking of the Lord's Supper, Paul the Apostle says, the cup of blessing, which we bless. The cup of blessing. Well, when you're going to drink something you like, a good cup of cold water, maybe on a hot day. You know, you fill it up, you drink it. What you're putting in the cup that you want to drink and what you plan to drink is for your blessing, right? If it's juice, maybe some kind of fruit juice other than the fruit of the vine. Maybe peach juice or orange juice or cranberry, raspberry juice, whatever it might be. Something that tastes good. A lot of times they mix apple juice in with it. Sometimes grape juice is mixed in there. You know, in the United States they have the, what's it called, Juice Plus, or these things are 100% juice and mixture of different juices and tasty, right? Well, the cup holds this good juice that you then enjoy. And the psalmist says, my cup overflows. I have more than I can enjoy. And that's the way God's blessing is. As our good shepherd, he makes our cup to overflow. He gives us signal favors of his love, of his paternal care, and our cup overflows. We're just blessed with one blessing after another blessing, even in the presence of our enemies, even in the presence of persecutions. As Jesus said to Peter and the other apostles, you know, there's no man that's left mother or father or children or anybody, if for my sake and the gospel's, that doesn't receive in abundance overflowing blessings in this present life with persecutions. All these things come from the hand of God. We're going to have the persecutions, but in the midst of the enemies, in the midst of the troubles, God provides us so many blessings. And so we can never forget that we belong to God, that he's our good shepherd, that we shall not want, that we won't lack any good thing, that the Lord, as our Father, is going to constantly bless us. We can never forget it. He doesn't let us forget it. Because our cup overflows. His blessing, God's blessing overflows in our lives. So yes, we will have enemies. Yet in the midst of our enemies, the Lord makes his blessing upon us evident. He anoints, refreshes, and heals us. And his blessing overflows. The Lord our God provides not only what we need, but he also encourages and strengthens and blesses us by his signal favors, giving us many tokens of his love and blessing. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Let us praise and love our good shepherd. Let us praise and love forever our good shepherd. Let's pray. Our dear Father in heaven, oh, we thank you, we praise you for your wonderful and glorious goodness. Oh, Father, thank you for being our Father, for saving us from destruction. Lord, our souls bless thee. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who redeemeth thy soul from destruction. Lord, so many blessings. You've put our sins as far away from us, our transgressions as far as the east is from the west. And Lord, you shower us with blessings from day to day. Help us to see everything from a biblical perspective, Lord. Renew our minds. Bless our individual personal devotions from day to day. Bless each family of this congregation and all the families represented by those who hear in their own family worship from day to day. Father, as they read your word, as we pray, as your people meditate upon your goodness and draw near to you and in the reading of your holy word and prayer. Build us up in our most holy faith, Lord. Fit us for heaven. Use us, equip us for service here below. And receive us to glory in your perfect time. In your perfect providence. Lord, we rejoice in thee. We rejoice in you. Lord, you are our good shepherd. We shall not lack any good thing. Thank you for your many blessings, and especially our Lord Jesus Christ, who laid down his life that we might have life and salvation through his perfect sacrifice and his holy and perfect righteousness. May he be exalted for all eternity in the church and through the salvation of thy people. In Jesus' precious name, amen.